You mentioned the issue of duration of AI therapy, and you know, it's, of course, there are trials trying to evaluate that. NSABP, continuation of the MA17 study, looking at more than 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor. But what we've seen in clinical practice, at least until those data come out, which is going to be a while, and what we see in this survey is an interesting shift in the last couple of years without any phase 3 data to necessarily support it. And I think a lot of it's because the numbers that are out there in terms of what the risk is to these women is a lot of people just keeping the AI going. And we see a lot more of that in oncologists and, in fact, the surgeons, and a lot of them support it, particularly in the node-positive patient. What do you think a reasonable way is to approach the issue of continuation of an AI in 5 years, particularly in the patient who's doing well on an AI?
Well, I think that, again, there's no absolutely golden rule. My approach in thinking about this is very similar to what it was with tamoxifen. And that is, often you're telling your patient that in theory this may be a good idea. In practice, we don't have any clinical trial evidence. I think the other thing that sometimes I add is that there are clinical trials addressing this issue, and if it was just an awful thing, the trials might be stopped, so that there's some group of women who are being monitored carefully who are getting this. That's not a complete reassurance, but it's a sign that at least some people think it's a reasonable thing to do, and there's some group of patients that's being monitored. And I think that if those trials are open for you, you should put patients on those trials.